everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nollywood Blurs. This week, as usual, we discussed a Nollywood movie. This week's movie was titled Silence, even though we don't
Incorrectly
necessarily.
titled Silence, but that's neither here nor there.
Thank you. Incorrectly titled Silence. In fact, we have retitled it. So listen to the episode to find out what we retitled the movie to be. We also discussed how our week went. We give you some movie recommendations to not watch. Is that correct? Basically,
Yes,
don't watch this
exactly.
movie.
We told you what not to watch this week. You are welcome in
Exactly.
advance.
Just to save your time. We have timestamps in the description if you just wanted to get straight into the review of the movie. And with that being said, let's get into this episode.
Yeah. You know when someone is like, "Oh, so what movie did you guys watch?" Because I said I used to watch it with a friend, and like we haven't watched a film together in a while. So I was trying to like explain what happened with the film to this person. So you know, I say something and then halfway through the film, you start to get confused, and like the film gets confusing. I was just like, you know what? Don't worry. Maybe you watch it, and
And then you
then
understand. But you
because
know,
even me got it,
yeah,
I don't
I
understand.
didn't have to explain to anybody, but for me, when I was watching the movie, I had to stop like halfway to
Yeah.
be like, but what's the name of this movie? Like, Silence. How does that have to do with anything that's going to this? Cause I'm confused. Okay. But before we get into talking about the movie, what we liked, what we didn't like, what made us very confused. Let us start
Everything.
with how's your week?
I spent my week lying in bed,
I envy you so
praying for
much.
all the afflictions. Praying for all the things that had waylaid me to
Oh,
stop. My dear, I was not feeling well. Do you think if I
Bele.
was having fun, I would be saying it like this?
Bele.
It was so annoying. Because, like, it was just like one thing led to the other thing, and then just like chaotic. I was like, God, can this all end? Like, I'm so sleepy. And the thing was, I spent, like, obviously, I didn't work for like the first 3 days, but then, like, by Wednesday, Thursday was not one of those things where, okay, you can't now just decide that you're not going to work. So I worked the last 2 days. And even that was just, I was so tired.
Yeah.
But I worked from home, so it was kind of fine.
Delay.
But this week was just, if I, it's so bad, let me report myself in advance. I didn't do
You
this
didn't do
week's
the
poll.
poll.
I didn't
I
even remember
know.
until like Friday, and at that point I was like, you know what, that fast.
What's it like?
I'm sorry to all involved. It's not my fault. I'm not really fine.
What's it like?
How
Wait
was
till
your
then.
week though? Even though I know some bits of your week, and oh, your week has been interesting.
Okay, yeah. So you already know how my week went. Started off good, and
Yeah.
then the week just needs to end on honestly. Like it's Saturday night, stroke Sunday morning, and I'm already like I'm over the coming week. I'm already over it. But anyway, I have something to tell you. I didn't think this
Ah,
week.
what did
I
you do this
didn't
woman?
think this week. So, guys, the movie we're reviewing this week is called Silence. But before we decided to watch this movie, we said we're going to watch another movie called
Yes,
Bloombot,
we
I believe.
did.
Yes. So,
Whatever it was called.
Corey being proactive as ever, started watching the movie on time. Unlike Tunu, never watches the movie on time and then waste the last minute and starts jumping in
To be fair, I
Okita
also watch them at the last minute usually. And sometimes you
Sekou.
end up recording late because I haven't watched it yet. But this week I have time. I have nothing to do. I will see. So I was like, you know what? Let's watch this and see what's
Yeah.
going on. You know, I bought popcorn. I bought popcorn and was
Oh my
angry.
God, the disappointment. The
Why
disappointment.
did they tell me I know I'm not doing this? The speed with which I texted to, I was like, you know, watch any movies immediately.
Thank you. So,
In I forgot about
Corey, thank you for being proactive because you saved us a lot of time and effort. But let me tell you what
it. Hey,
happened.
God.
I have coconut head and I know they hear it, so I went to go and watch
You still want
the
to go?
movie.
Hey, I told you not to. You don't like
But
yourself.
I didn't finish it. I didn't even get halfway. I didn't even get that. I don't think I got 10 minutes in. Let me
So
tell
sorry,
you.
when I told you they have Shaki Bello out here on a screen
No.
sweating, you didn't think don't go there.
No, honestly, I didn't go to watch it because I did not trust you. June. I just wanted to see what's actually going on.
Your coconut
Let me
head is
tell you
coconutting. I
what
understand.
what upsets me about this movie. Not really upsets me. I'm
Was
never
just one thing.
I well, yeah, sometimes I get upset with Nigerian movies, but sometimes it really not that deep. But yeah, well, not one thing, no, a series of things, right? They say it's Bloom Boys. Bloom Boys that Simini was naked in the first scene with two girls on the bed. Okay, let me tell you what
My
happened.
dear, I didn't watch this movie this early though.
Do you know? So there was an interrogation scene where
Yes, I saw
they
bits
were
of
in it.
that.
Wait, let me tell you. Let me don't say anything. No. Let me tell you what happened. That interrogation scene, they were showing a girl's face. Right. And like we hear the person's voice. Do you know why I'm late? I say, if this is Segun Arinze, this is where I'm going to stop this movie because I don't understand why every movie Segun Arinze must be an investigator. I was hearing the voice. I already knew that that's Segun Arinze's voice, but I was like, I'll give that. Let me see the face first before I end this movie because this is where I'm going to stop. But guess what? True to my coco, yes, and I was Segun Arinze, but true to my coco nerdism, I did not stop. I continued watching it.
You continued.
I continued.
I like girl.
Yes. I don't used to hear listen to myself sometimes, but I continued watching it. I don't remember where I stopped, but I know that I watched the part you mentioned that Shafi was sweating. Then oh my God, Makanaki was in it. And the girl that plays the sister, who is supposed to be the main character, is a very bad actress. I'm not even sorry, but I was so irritated the whole time. I was like, what is going on here? Is it the lead? Is it the lead? Like, what is happening? That is the main reason I stopped. Not even because not like I can forgive Shafi Bello sweating. Let's say
I can't.
she ran into the house. Outside was very sunny, so she ran into the house
No,
and
that is a product of way too many lights, way too much makeup, bad
really,
combination. They've used too many takes.
yes. As a
See, back to
producer, you
getting
know
to all
that.
the whys.
As a producer, you know that. Me as a watcher, I'm thinking outside Lagos is hot and she's coming from the sun, so it's cool. I don't care. But you see that lead,
I cared so much.
that lead there. No man, she said, how this is what I don't like about Nigerian movies. And thank God I remember that. I wanted to speak about this because if I hadn't spoken about it, I'll be very, very upset. This is what I don't know about Nigerian movies. You're doing your this script. Now, I haven't watched the movie, but I guess the whole point of the movie is she was being a boyfriend and then she killed him on a live stream.
Yes, that was
Now,
been there in the beginning, allegedly.
the boyfriend, the brother is Timini, and she calls him from the cell. Or from jail, whatever, and maybe he's her only phone call, so he runs down there. And then, he's talking to her and she's being poetic. Like, I say, you wouldn't understand. I need you to tell my story. I'm like, girl, you're in jail.
Let's down.
Like, this is no time
Kirik is waiting for you. What do you mean I just tell my
like,
story?
I need you to tell my story. Like, they now did
And
flash.
then what?
Then the flashback, I'm like, first of all, ew. Like, no. Then, guys, it gets worse. Then you see her in a shop with Makanaki, who's supposed to be a billionaire.
Nino, you're
Billionaire.
calling him Makanaki.
Yeah, now Nino B.
Why are you calling him Makanaki?
I just associate him Makanaki after he did that movie.
Okay, because when I hear Makanaki, I think of Remini because of King of Boys. So I
Yeah,
was
no,
very,
he
very
did.
confused.
Used to call himself Kanek, that movie now, that romance movie where he was an Agbero and he impregnated this rich lady or this well-to-do lady. He used to call himself Makanaki. Imi Makanaki is what he used to say.
Oh,
Anyway,
I didn't
Sha,
watch that
okay.
one. Because when you say
Then, oh
Makanaki,
no,
I was
that was
like,
a very
no.
good movie. I like that movie. That was very interesting.
What are you
But
talking about? Now I understand.
okay, yeah, so to avoid confusion, B,
Yes,
right? He's
please.
supposed to be a billionaire. And he's going Nigerian movies. Let's be a billionaire. Okay, let's even say he's supposed to be a millionaire in
Mama went to the
Naira.
store and they
Going
stole his
to his
wallet.
yes, going to the store to buy perfume. I'm like, first of all, study the lives of billionaires. They're not going to the store to buy perfume and then spraying it on their inner wrists and smelling it and be like, this is the one I want. First of all,
They tend to know what they want
no.
before they go there. Second of all, they're probably not even going to go.
Exactly, like this was not even No, not about even being realistic. It doesn't just make sense. But okay, I give it to you. Maybe in the olden days, they used to do that, and some people are just stuck in
Or
their
maybe
old
you
ways.
know he's
Cool.
no, you know, even like you can just say, okay, maybe he's an up and coming billionaire, you know, he's a young blood, he's like heir
No,
to the wealth, he
I
doesn't have the
refuse to.
money yet.
No, I'm sorry, because when the store attendant tells her who he is, she's like,
Yeah.
oh, the Ninobi. Like she says his name like he is one
He's
established
some
person that everybody
fair.
knows. Like just like someone say, oh, that's Dangote. And you're like, that's Dangote.
Like
Dangote. He's not up and
Dangote.
coming. Exactly.
Fair.
Exactly how she is. So he's not up and coming. Everybody knows he's established already. But I yeah, so apparently stole his wallet and he wants to do a transfer. And I'm like, okay, cool. She now needs to pay for. So this billionaire, millionaire, whatever, comes into the store to
Allows
buy
her pay for
perfume.
him.
To buy perfume. He buys one perfume, just one box of perfume, and goes. And then the store attendant is like, yes, that is so and so. He always comes here to buy perfumes. So I'm like, the interaction between the store attendant and the lead character is so cringe because both of them are terrible actresses. And I'm like, this is what crime is forcing down our throats. But it's fine. I continued watching. Turns out they start
Coconut
dating.
head, coconut head.
They start dating, and they on their first dates, Nino B is, complimenting her and all of that, while the waiter is serving them wine. And even when the waiter served the wine, in my mind, I'm like, that's not how you pour wine. But the way he looked at him, I knew he was going to make a comment about the way the waiter was pouring wine. But it's what I was not expecting was for the outrage because of wine pouring. I'm like, it's never that deep, sir. So he goes on, he
So
proceeds.
they're trying to pull him off as having anger issues in your work.
Exactly. That's so basically they're trying to justify why she would lie, because one, remember her brother needs to tell her story. Then they have done flashback. Now they are showing how they met, how they went on the date, and how he's a terrible person. And that's when I was like, okay, you know what? This is the end. I cannot continue. And then to God be the glory, I finally stopped watching it.
Ah, Father Lord, thank you. Thought there was going to be more because
Yeah.
honestly, when
Because if
I
we had
tell you
actually
that,
watched that movie, if we had watched Bloom Boys or whatever the movie is called, I don't know what I would have done for
I don't even know if we would
the
have an episode this week if we had
person.
watched that movie.
Honestly, might
Like,
have skipped. I'd just be
let
like,
me
you
just
know
tell
what?
you right now, you guys would have received a 5 second, I mean 5 minute episode that said, "Hi guys, so this week we tried and we failed. We're posting this
Honestly.
as proof of life. We'll see you next week." That would have been the end.
Honestly.
Because
Honestly.
no, absolutely
Honestly.
not.
Honestly. So if you're looking for a movie to avoid, definitely Bloom Boys.
Don't do it.
That's how my week
Unless you
went.
have coconut head and you think, oh no, it can't be that bad. Can try your luck. You will hate yourself, but you can try your luck. And if you now think, ah no, it's not the worst thing I've ever watched because you are an African Magic champion, enjoy yourself. Because low-key, and it is me who thinks that YouTube movies are cringe as hell most of the time. I have
Yeah.
seen YouTube movies that are way better
They
than
are
that.
way better, sis. Way better.
Crime has done it again. They have come with
Pretty.
a big dump
Do you remember?
of things.
Do you remember in the olden days when you say, AMB Ventures, want to make to today? Can you go? In fact, that is what Prime's doing now. Amazon Prime, want to go to today?
See, I know what annoys me the most about it.
Blue
No promo.
boys.
No promo. They will just come and
My
wah,
God.
drop him in your front. They brought out five films 2 days ago. Five. What are we doing?
They're like, Dick, come on, Dick.
One, two, three, four, five.
All I
In
want to say
one
is
day.
that they don't really care about us.
At all. At all, at all. Ogle. Oglaring.
Oh,
Oglaring. They
glaring.
don't care.
Oh,
This is
glaring,
the
girl.
definition of I don't send you and I don't send your daddy. You have paid the money. I will do what I want. And you know what? More grease to their head, to their hairballs.
Of
They should
course.
continue.
Wow.
I could have forgotten that. I wish I still watch some
Five.
of them. Some.
That is why the quality of the things that they put on Prime, they're so questionable at this point. Some Prime releases are just worse than some YouTube releases. Like you said, it's like there's some that you're just so confused as to what is going on. I don't know why they do
Oh my
that.
God. What happening? And
I
it's
don't
just
know
like
why
it's
they're
like
not promoting any of these movies. Like even Ebuka Takes Up Africa. I was listening to a podcast where he was saying that, you know, he like there was little to no publicity for that show,
yeah, like literally there was minimal promo. It was
and
very
I
weird.
don't know why they do that. Are they trying to possibly like fail? Is that they don't want us to
I
be?
think they've just hit the point where they don't really care anymore,
Why?
which
Like
is
they're
quite
running their
an
own business. Doesn't
honestly,
make any sense. Which
I
don't
don't understand
know
what their office is
anybody
doing.
how to manage your funds or your business, whatever. But it's just so weird. So where you think that you're making this
Look.
many publication, what's it called, 20 movies, let me just use the word movies, and you want to get at least return for your investments, you do your publicity, and then, you know, it makes sense, but it's not making sense to me, Sha. So what are the movies?
Sense has not been made. Oh Lord. So in order of my personal interest in them, because that's how I'm going to order this thing. They are checklist, head over bills,
Okay. And who's like
boycott.
who's who are like yeah, name of the movies, but like do you know who's in the movie? Do you know like
So based off the posters, and the reason why I want to watch Checklist first is because Ayola is in Checklist.
okay.
Ayola and what's it called? Gabo, my babies, are in Checklist. So that
Oh,
one I'm like,
I saw Malawi
I know,
Gavo.
right? It's love of my life.
Come
My fine boy.
on. Hey, I like it.
And Beverly Osu and Bimbo are also in Checklist, so that's gonna be interesting.
Okay.
I don't know who the third girl is. I don't know who the third guy is. I can't really see him too well from this poster, but you know, those are them. And then Head Over Bills has Shafi Bello. It has Uzo in it as well. Bimbo is in it too. I didn't even notice her at first. I don't know who these other peoples are. And if I do, I'm not looking at them well. And then Boycott has RMD and I think that's Rahma. But it looks, see, the thing with Boycott is I kind of want to watch it, but then at the same
You
time,
want to
I'm a
boycott it?
little, yes. Let me tell you why. The film is apparently about the daughter of the sponsor of a terrorist group that falls in love with a terrorist. Exactly. And
That's very
also,
confusing.
they do this thing where they will make a film and decide that everybody's Hausa. And then the Hausa in me wants to slap and curse out everybody involved because what are we doing? But let's see, Sha. And then Ambivalent, which I don't really care about, is it has, I think that's Gabriel Afolayan. I mix up the Afolayans from that time, but Gabriel is the one that acts, so it has Gabriel Afolayan in it. And there's also one by Lolita Chukwu called Kali that also came out on that day, but I can't see the poster for, oh, never mind, I've seen the poster. Lolita is in it.
Course.
Oh, Bimbo Manuel is in it too.
Okay. Well, I don't really know that I'm looking forward to any of those movies, to be honest. It's good that we have more content, but I don't even know if it's good at
Is
this
it
point
though? Is
because I
it is it
don't
really?
even know because the content that we are getting, man, we get as it be. We share the manager jam with the manager jam. So somebody at work asked me today, how do you say something in Nigerian? And I said, first of all, that's not
In
a thing.
Nigeria, sorry, what is
I
Nigerian?
said, first of all, that's not a thing. There's no such thing as in Nigerian. There are like so many languages spoken in Nigeria. And it just made me laugh. But then I was thinking, yeah, that there was to be like a Nigerian language. That would be pidgin. Like that would be if someone says, oh, how
Probably.
do you yeah, pidgin. And then I was just saying to him, And then he was asking me, so how do you say this in pidgin? And then I realized that my pidgin is horrible because I didn't even know how to answer him. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to be practicing. So you hear me giving
That's
like
funny.
what small
To be
pidgin
fair, mine probably
volunteer
isn't
I
any
get.
better. I sound foreign.
Because
I mean, at
they
least I
didn't
know
allow
how to
me to
say the
speak.
words. I just sound very foreign.
I don't even know the words, like I don't even, not like I don't know, but like I know what it means when I hear it, but I'm not
Yeah.
coherent enough to
You can't string
say.
the sentence together properly.
Yeah. It's crazy
I'm
though.
not going to say the sentence. It just you will hear me say it, and you will be like, "Oh, I can scam this one."
That's so funny. Don't take your pidgin skills to Alaba Market, please.
Oh, I would never. I'm not mad.
That's a very big error. So, okay, so let's do the poll for the week. And since I am the only one that did a poll this week, I
Let me
shall
hide in my little corner.
read the result of the poll that we did on Spotify. Oh, by the way, guys, we do a poll for the movie every week. You can find it on Spotify and on Twitter.
And usually on Twitter, unless something diabolical happens to me, like this week where I wasn't feeling well. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thanking everybody for participating in the poll. Last week, we did a movie called Casa de Novia, and we liked the movie too, and at least we enjoyed it. We laughed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a terrible watch. We did not complain. We did not cry. We did not say, oh, it was a waste of our time, blah, blah, blah. We actually enjoyed it to
But
an
you know
extent.
what? Before you
And
say what the poll results are, that's what's being discussed on NFC today, and I cannot wait to hear it because I have a feeling.
they're not going to like it.
Yes. So if you guys are listening to this tomorrow, the episode for that has probably dropped tomorrow as well. So you can compare and contrast.
I know. I mean, that's the thing about perspective, right?
Yeah,
And I feel like that's what
it's
this week's
definitely
movie is
very much a
about.
perspective thing.
Because it made sense if the name of this week's movie was Perspective or POV.
Right?
Because I was just like, why is it called Silence? Like, I mean, I don't know. Anyway,
But before we get into that, please,
yeah,
Paul.
to back to the poll for the week. So on Spotify, I started doing star ratings. I used to do come up with like interesting thoughts and feelings for each poll, but I think I've run out of ideas at this point. So I'm doing star ratings, and 33% of you gave this movie Casa de Novia 1 star. And 67, that's the rest of the people, gave this movie 3 stars, which is average, and I take it.
Yeah,
That's fine.
I mean, I think it wasn't an exceptional film, but it was all right.
It was good, and I feel like it's one of those movies that can say, oh, we were the first to do some this, because first to like actually portray the ghost the way they did, that's out of the norm. And I like that about them. Pushing the is nice.
Pushing the boundaries of
Nice.
Nollywood. No, I
It's
quite appreciated the GFX use. I thought it was very creative. I thought it was done well to a point because obviously there were things about it that I didn't fully like.
yeah.
But yeah, it
To what we
was
thought about the movie, the episode is,
right below this one. Go
yeah, it's right.
listen.
So, yeah. So with that being said and unpacked, are you ready
The
for the movie
synopsis, shall we?
summary? The synopsis.
Silence unfolds a gripping story of guilt, betrayal, and redemption as Bode confronts his friend Dapo's death, navigating abuse, infidelity, and the delicate balance between loyalty and protecting a young girl's welfare.
What's so interesting is on Instagram this week or last week, I don't remember, I responded
Yeah.
to, I don't know if I said this on the last week's episode, but I responded to a question where somebody was like, What makes you want to watch a movie, the trailer or the synopsis? And I was like, neither. I don't read or trailer. Like, I literally avoid, especially Nollywood movies. If it's like a boring movie, I would want to watch the trailer just because I want to know what I'm getting myself into. But I feel like if I watch a trailer of a Nollywood movie, I'll most likely not watch it. So rather be taken by surprise and have no expectation, that's pretty true. So when I hear the episodes, it's literally the first time I'm listening or I'm reading, because sometimes Korea reads it out, sometimes I read out, or I just like follow along as she's reading. It's the first time I'm hearing it. And then when I now try to like reconcile the synopsis with what I watched, I'm like, no. I don't
Listen,
think,
I mean, this
so.
week I can't be too mad about the synopsis because, well, it kind of tracks. It's very much giving concept versus execution. That's what it's giving.
I mean,
Because my biggest issue with this film, and we'll get to that in the what in God's name was going on. I'm not even going to call it a why section this week. It is genuinely what in God's name was happening. It just was discombobulated. But let's start with our likes.
what did you like about the movie?
I like that I got to see Efah acting. And I appreciated that, Efah and this chick had kept, I think her name is Ade, I'm not sure, or Tope, one of the two, I don't know. I like that they had chemistry in their scenes. I'm trying to think if I liked anything else. No, that's it.
I do agree with you. I like seeing it on screen. It's been a while and I don't know why. And the lady as well, I like her. Remember I was telling you that she's the one that's always doing journalism. Every movie she's in is technically, because I was expecting to literally, like, she was a journalist in this movie too. But that was not the
She wasn't a
storyline.
journalist.
She does a PR. She was a PR
They do
person, right?
PR.
Okay,
Yeah, they run
that.
like an advertising
Okay, because
firm.
I remember a time when who's working on the it was an account, because I heard her say something about story. And I was like, wait, she's a journalist.
No, she
No.
said accounts.
Cool. It's cool. Anyway, she's always doing journalism. But yeah, I like her acting.
She did quite well.
She's a nice person on screen. So
Yeah.
what I noticed from this movie, what I liked from this movie, and as I'm thinking about it, is one, I liked, like you said, Effa and her, but also the both of them, they have very nice, I won't say like it's 100%, but they have a good range of like facial emotions that they can express.
Expressions.
Because yes,
Yeah, I
exactly.
would
Because when the movie basically is the synopsis, what the movie is four people's point of view. So we're seeing how somebody died in four people's point of view. We have the wife, the best friend, the daughter, and the man that actually died. So we see their
And let me
point.
tell you right now, that was not clear until it started happening. It
Exactly.
was just happening, and I was like, what's going on?
Exactly. So what I mean by their faces are ex the expressions on their faces is every time it was a different person's point of view, I could believe what was going on. Do you understand? Like in the lady's point of view, if I was the villain, and oh my God, if I scared
I
me,
really thought he was the villain. I
I
was
was
like, oh my
scared. I
God,
was
if are
like,
you
oh my
mad?
God. But you know, when he was his own point of view, his expressions were so different, his mannerisms were so different, and I was like,
Look,
oh my
that's why I started to get
God.
confused. I was like, what's going
Well,
on?
exactly. I was like, is it the same person? Is he not crazy? Because he was just crazy like 5 minutes ago. So that's what I mean. Even in husband's point of view, in her own point of view, she seemed like an angel. In her husband's point of view, she looked crazy. Like her whole expression, mannerism
In
changed. And I
everyone
was
else's
like,
point of view, she's a whole psychopath. I was like, eh?
no,
What
even in Effa's point of view,
madwoman?
it wasn't always, there was a progression, because at some point he didn't know. She no
He wasn't
she did
sure.
well yet. They did it well to the point that I could believe that this is different people's point of views, and I liked that about the movie. Then I liked how
True, I
they
can give
spoke to
props for
River.
that.
Not everybody. We'll still get to that when they dislike. But there's some people I like the way I like it when I'm Yoruba girl. I like it when people speak Yoruba in English and then it infuses very well and it just balances. Not everybody nailed it, so
You're in
let me just tell
English.
you now. But it was given at some point. So people, let me not name
Yeah.
names yet, because we'll get to that in the dislike portion. We're giving me question marks, but in some of them were actually very nice to listen to, and I like that.
Yeah.
Another thing is the child actor was bad, because we usually have like really terrible child actors in Nollywood. They just say, "Oh, this child is fine. This child is light skin. Yeah, come see my mommy and my daddy." At least this child actor, I wasn't cringing. She wasn't always there. Whenever she was there, I wasn't like, again.
She was one of those things that was just meh for me. Like I didn't really have an
Yeah,
opinion on it. I was
I
just like,
mean,
okay,
I'd say I
you're
like
here.
it because, like,
You've seen worse.
I've seen worse. Well, I've seen worse. So I had to give them flowers when flowers are due.
And this is why you're the nice one of the two of us, because I'm just like,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, after I just said some people were bad actresses, it's fine.
I mean, you sure find ways to give people flowers when we're actually, because I said I like two things. And if you didn't bring up all these other things, I'd have been like, oh yeah. But that's just because for me, like even the whole thing with the story progressing the way it progressed, I feel like if that was the point of the story, you're simply doing your job.
No, it's not about the story progressing. Yes, I understand them doing their jobs and I
Yeah.
agree with that.
But
But
they
I'm
did
talking about
well,
how
yeah.
they executed the different
Yeah, the
personalities that
different
each
divisions.
person was supposed to have. Like
Yeah.
they didn't just come into so the thing is, when you come into a role as an actress, I imagine you're embodying this person, you know their characteristics. But now in this
Yeah.
movie, you that one person has four different characteristics from people's point of view.
Yeah.
So you have to know when to switch, and especially with Efa's point of view, where it was a progression. I really like to
Yeah.
see how he wasn't sure at first, and he couldn't really tell, and then he eventually was able to tell. I mean, like I didn't really pay so much attention to the movie in terms of like just there at my screen, but was even able, I was able to catch it even like whilst doing other stuff. And in the beginning of the movie, I was very, very irritated. I was telling Cody that this movie is actually making my week worse because I was already having a bad week, and
See,
I was like, can we just the
see.
point? Because it was like they were trying to lead me up somewhere that I was like, can we get to wait,
I
what
was
do you
like,
want to
where are we
tell me?
going? Can we
What do
get
you want to
there?
tell me,
Because the
please?
way this movie was going slowly, it took us like an hour and change to get to the point where it was starting to now make sense. I was like, really, it took this long? You know when you pause something, you see how much time you have left, and then you realize you have too much time left? That was me, popping the meeting.
The movie was just, it took a while
I
to
was very
like actually
upset.
get to the point, and I didn't appreciate that because some of us have
In fact, I texted
dream.
you and I said, oh, okay, it gets good for like 10 minutes right now.
Then you like
I
scratch
remember saying
that.
that specifically. So I was just like, what am I watching? But then it kind of progressed. Now, do you have any things that were like question marks? Like they weren't bad, but they weren't good
Yeah, I
before we
did.
get into the what in the name of heaven?
Yeah, I did. When she was, and you know, in the beginning, because I was taking my notes in the beginning, and then I just forgot to
Yeah.
take notes because I got busy. But in the beginning, and it
Yeah.
makes sense now that I think about the fact that she was telling it from her own point of view, herself look good. Everything she was telling, she was
Yeah.
saying was so cliche. I was just like rolling my eyes. When he died, she was like, I can't go back to house.
See.
Reminds me of him.
I was
I
like,
can't live
sis.
without him.
Sis.
I was like, bro,
I'm gonna need you to sit all the way down.
like, can we be
And
calm?
like, and that's another thing that was after a while that it made sense to me was so you know when she's asking him how he's dealing, how she asked him that part, body,
Who's
how he's
consoling you?
dealing,
Put that down.
who's consoling you? And then next thing you know,
Deck is him.
they're making up. I was like, I'm sorry. How do we go from
What
here to there?
I wrote, Bode is a pig. This lady just lied her husband. And I was like, later, I was like, oh. I was like,
So
oh.
what me I thought in my head was, this man has been hitting on this woman since time, and now that the man that is his friend has gone, he now wants to act on, come on, sir.
But the thing is, he wasn't on her. But I think she took it as he was. And it's easy to see
Yeah.
how that, like, she would think that obviously you're giving somebody sex toys as a birthday present. Come on. That's quite
That's
suggestive,
just,
sir.
that
And
is
even though,
psychotic.
like,
But it is.
it's very strange, and she's a married woman. So, with the kind of
But he
present,
gave it to her
and
and her husband now. It was a gift for her, but it was a gift for them.
yeah, but the kind of personality she has, which obviously he wasn't aware of,
Yeah.
she was obviously going to be obsessing or obsessive about that
Yeah.
particular thing. Anyway, another thing I had that was like a why for me was he gave her a sex toy in her birthday. Then,
Yeah.
like, was it 2 days later or 2 scenes later? I can't even tell the portion of time at this point, because the next thing we see, like a few scenes after, is him saying, "Thank you, Ma." And she's saying, "Don't call me Ma, especially when we're not alone." And I'm like, huh? Is this before
Because
or
so
after?
I think this is after her birthday, but then
So why is he
she's
calling her Ma?
allegedly, because she is his boss. And I think at this point, I think so when we transitioned from her point of view to his point of view, the whole thing was a confusing mess. But w more, another thing that really I was like, so what was the point of showing me this scene? Was, you know, the scene where we see the flashback where her mom dies. And her dad is saying this thing about how he will take care of his, and then changes our legacy.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, okay, so what does this have to do with how
Anything.
she, with, like, because I feel like they're trying to say, oh, you know, because she was raised by her father, she was raised very,
Yeah,
very
but
hard, and that turned her into, but we didn't see that.
that doesn't try, because
Like,
even
all
her
we saw.
ex-boyfriend, even her ex-boyfriend was saying that she was raised as a man, so men are raised to be violent.
Yeah,
That doesn't make any sense.
apparently. But also, like, if you even wanted to like drive that point home, you would think that they would show us scenes from her childhood where, you know, her dad is like telling her how to do certain things, or like, you know, like lashing out at her as a form of
Nothing.
punishment or whatever. But all we see is the hospital scene where her mother passes. That has nothing to do, like, 1 plus 1 is not adding up to 2, and 4 plus 4 is not adding up to 8 anymore. It's now 9. What is going on? It didn't make any sense. I feel like it didn't help. It was just like what was he doing there? It was just there. And I don't know if it was a choice that could have been, you know, swapped out if someone else had picked up on it, or they just felt like, you know, that would be the easiest way to do it without having to do too much. But I feel like if you really wanted
Maybe
to drive that particular point home, could have done more.
the movie was getting too long and they had to cut some stuff out, because one thing I get
It
sometimes,
was almost 2 hours long, declared him.
yeah, one thing I get, so sometimes, yeah, like especially like whenever I watch a movie that I kind of know who's on the cast, or I can speak to somebody that did something with the movie, sometimes
Yeah.
I've gotten, oh, the movie's too long, we had to cut some stuff out. I'm like, yeah, the movie wasn't too long. You just didn't write the
And you cut the
script
wrong things
well,
out.
yeah, and you cut the wrong stuff out. Well, obviously, I'm just like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm not gonna
Thank you
argue
for
with you
letting me know.
I'm on top of your own project, but yeah,
See.
that's that.
It
For
irked
the
my
stuff that I
spirits.
kind of like, why, and just didn't really make sense to me. Another thing that was a bit to me was not why, but I'm just like, a bit, like I feel sometimes we default to a Hollywood version of how things would go, and
Yeah.
we don't really try, like we don't really see, oh, how would this happen in our own culture or in our own environment. So
Exactly.
in stuff like the daughter was wearing mother and father fighting. That was so Hollywood for me. I was like, first of all, I'm not saying it's not possible, but hardly. Like, in primary schools in Nigeria, art class is just where you go and color and paint and have fun. Like, nobody's
You
really
understand? Like, they
scrutinizing
tell you
your
what to
work.
draw. You're not
Nobody
drawing
nobody's
random
really
nonsense.
scrutinizing your work. They're not telling you to become Picasso or think about draw from your
You are
ink.
also not drawing. You know
Of
that starts from your
course.
imagination where.
They are not telling you to draw what you feel, paint what you feel, let become one with the colors and the brush. Nobody's telling you that.
Ciao.
So when she's drawing mommy and daddy fighting, I don't understand how the teacher just put two and two together and know that mommy and daddy is fighting. Because if you look at that, I'll just think, oh, maybe it's Peppa Pig, because I don't understand why. I would just think automatically that
But
mommy and daddy are
she, I mean, she
fighting.
said that, you know, that she thought it was two men fighting at first.
What she think is
And my other
two
thing
adult
is,
people fighting? Like, why would she even go to that extreme? Like, you see a
my
child
dear.
screaming and drawing, like, literally stick figures. There's no
Also,
face.
she didn't even ask the child what the child was drawing.
Exactly. She was literally standing behind the child and making expressions like she has seen a ghost. And I was like, sis, like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but
That I would like to very much point out that if even if it was like it was based on Hollywood thing, in the movies in Hollywood, they will ask said child
what does
and take
this
them to the
mean?
guidance counselor and
What does this
ask some
mean? Explain.
questions. And after the questions, they will call the parents and they will say, your kid is acting weird and you need to do something about it. So how Madame by herself concluded by herself or alone in her corner and then spoke to the husband, the
Not even
husband
the
said, no,
husband. Oh, yeah, she
no,
spoke to
she
the husband.
spoke to the husband now. I mean, we find that out a lot later, but apparently she spoke to the husband. Also, I feel like the progression of this, the way this thing progressed was just, it was very,
It was a
very
bit chaotic, but I feel
a
like
bit.
I feel no, it was a bit chaotic for me, because I feel like if I had a bit more patience, I wouldn't have minded, because it's one of those things where they want to build anticipation. I won't really say suspense, more like anticipation. Like, it's like, you know how Orisha, we didn't know anything that was happening until the last 5 minutes, right? Kind of that vibe. I'm not saying, and it's not something I really appreciate. But I don't hate it, because it's a I feel I'm not a professional, but I feel like it's a choice. It's a writing choice. Like, obviously they meant for
It's a
that to
choice and it's
happen.
a style.
Yeah, it's a
And I
style. So,
understand that they meant for it to happen.
but the way they did it would have been better. So that's where I'm coming from. Like, as a viewer, if I was going to follow the movie, the beginning was not encouraging. Honestly, if I didn't have to do this review, I would have stopped in the beginning and come back another time when I had more time to just sit down and watch the movie. It wasn't something captivating in the beginning. It just seemed like a series of events that were just trying to confuse me.
Unfolded,
And I'm like,
and it was one of those things where I remember pausing twice to check how much time I had left because I was like, okay, I see what you're trying to do. I don't like how you're trying to do it, and I'm getting annoyed.
I feel like
Also,
sometimes.
and we'll get into the technical in a second. There was a lot of technical stuff that was annoying me.
Oh
So
my
I was just
God.
like, I can't be doing this with you people.
Same. We'll get into the technical stuff. Nollywood filmmakers, in their mind, whoever is watching the movie is watching the movie, and they're just so intrigued. Like, yeah, it's good to.
That's cute.
It's good to confuse your audience a little bit, just a sparkle, a sprinkle of confusion, so that they'll be, oh, what's going on? It happens sometimes, like, so you know, it happens in Hollywood as well. You know that, oh, something just happened. I don't know why it happened, but
Till
like, let's see
tomorrow, I
what
don't
happens.
understand Inception. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I just know that I still don't get it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good to sprinkle a little bit of confusion. Well, the thing is, it's the way it's done that would determine whether or not somebody stays or somebody goes. The movie was not a bad movie, to be honest, because I really liked seeing it. I feel like one of the major things that actually made this movie were the actors, to be honest. Like,
Yeah,
the
definitely.
actors did their job. They knew what they were there to do. They did their job. And
That teacher, I didn't overly like her. She was kind of mid to me, but I mean, mid is better than terrible.
at least the main people did what they were supposed to do. And maybe they didn't all score A, at least they did A.
There were a lot of
And
Bs and
yeah. And I understand where the story was supposed to go and what the story was supposed to achieve. So
Oh
I'm
no, a
okay with
thousand
the story.
percent. I feel like I can give points for effort and I'm not going to say ingenuity because it's not the most creative idea on planet Earth, and it's not the most, unique idea on planet Earth. But I can give points for effort, and I can give points for trying something that is different to
Yes, I
the
like that.
everyday. It's just, a lot of things could have been fine-tuned. Now, over to my what in the name of Jehovah and Jehoshaphat.
Can I say one?
Please start, because I have a
One
lot to say,
time,
and it's just going to roll out on me.
there were a few times that the audio was repeating itself. They'll say,
My
"Oh,
dear,
Corinne, why did you do that? Oh, Corinne, why did you do that?" Like, I was like,
and
"What's going?"
the first one happens before the mouth moves. It now does, and I'm like, some people were doing the sound thing and finalizing the edit and doing the tweaks. Nobody, not a single soul in the room, thoughts to themselves.
That's
Something
not
is wrong
normal.
somewhere. What is it?
Not just
Have we fixed it?
still on the sound, there's another one where the voice is mine. This is my voice
Yeah.
and here, but my mouth is not moving and I'm just looking. And
When
like it would just
I
randomly happen.
tell you that I wanted to run mad at some point in this film because things were just. I was like, what's happening? And the thing is, and I was at the point that I thought it was so starting with the grade was just, hey God. It just looked so like, first of all, why was everything so blue toned?
Because
It
they're
was
doing
just
perspective.
blue.
They want to
I
show you
beg, I
they're doing
don't care.
perspective.
When I tell you that I don't see.
So yes, I agree with you. It was a bit too dull, but I think also it's something that they try to do. I'm not a producer or anything, but just the way the movie made me feel, I feel like it was to add to the intensity. Because with the way the screen was dull, you'll be staring at your screen like this, like you're trying to decode what is going on. Like the everything was so, you're correct, everything was so blue. Even like the skin tones at some points, like especially when they're doing like night shots, just be
Why I
somehow.
paused there was because I wasn't sure if my internet had buffered this thing at the right quality. So I paused it to check the quality of what I was watching because I was very confused. And then I realized, no, they just color graded this thing like this.
No, I thought my internet was also acting up. So I stopped for a while and I came back and I was like, okay, so we're just going to have to continue this way. Even with the
Yeah, like this is
sound,
asking a point
when
that
the
somebody
sound
made.
was misplacing and delaying to stop and come back again, because I know that Prime often has this problem with sound, and but I
Yeah.
always try to make sure that, okay, it's not my fault. Maybe my internet is buffering or something. So yeah, it was their fault, obviously. And another thing that technically that just really upsets me, and like it's going to keep on upsetting me when they keep doing this, is the subtitles.
Hey,
Like,
Jesus, those
what
subs.
is
Oh,
going
God.
on? I wrote subtitles this one. Subtitles this one. This one's just nonsense.
It words are jumbled to get it was just
Just the sound was terrible. Subtitles bad.
the camera
Everyone's.
shook so much at a point I was like I was just like you know what I've started we'll finish it in Jesus' name because like and again I can't I will stress this camera thing until the dogs come home or until somebody finally uses the stabilizer plugin that take because there is a plugin a literal plugin that will stabilize the shot. Also, if you are filming something and it has to be kind of handheld, easy rig people, easy rig. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Please help us with
Let,
this
no, I was so
camera shaking
annoyed.
thing. Please, you
I
people.
was so
You can't be
annoyed.
coming here
Because, like, sometimes I see it.
every week playing because camera is shaking. Not fair.
Also, you can't unsee it. I know you guys think that maybe you think that it can be unseen or you, people won't. It shows. You might think it's subtle. I promise you it is not. It is not subtle. Because if you saw it, someone else will see it. Lucky you.
Don't know why.
I haven't seen this thing.
I when the camera shakes, except it's like terribly bad. Like I noticed it in Merriman. Oh my God, the camera shook a lot in Merriman. But I don't know, some movies I just don't notice, and I feel like I don't know what the reason is. Maybe it's not shaking as bad, or maybe I'm just focusing on other things. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it honestly could just be a case of focusing on other things. But I think, again, because for me, I look at it from multiple lenses. And like, unfortunately, the way I watch everything now is with like a microscope in my hand with like a fine-tooth comb. Because with work, I tend to have to watch over films that, well, you know, like event films and stuff that we're making with like a fine-tooth comb to make sure that nothing's wrong with it. So I'm very used to being very analytical when I watch things. Down to like minute details, such as you know, slight camera shakes, and I don't care if it's slight or not. Like, it shouldn't be shaking.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is 2024. There's technology for all these things, guys.
Do you understand? Like, see, there's technology for all these things. There's common sense logic for why these things shouldn't have even happened in the first place. I think that's the part that annoys me the most. Like, is it just it's one extra thing to put on your kid list? Put it on your kid list, please.
Was there anything else that you were like, why did that happen?
I mean, so these weren't wise. These were just like, oh God. Like the textile that they used for the when they were switching from person to person was
Yeah, it
just.
was just so
I was like, what is
boring.
this?
I was like, it's going on. Like, is this a presentation? Like, it looks like
I was
PowerPoint.
about to say, and I
Like,
mean this with no disrespect because I understand how stressful and hard and complicated it is to make a film. But I was like, am I watching a student film? Is this a project that happened to get turned into a proper, like, what is going on? Because it was just so bland and weird. I was like, wait, is this, like, who made this choice? Who sat down and said, you know what I want? I want big block letters with each person's name. And that's how we're
yeah,
going to transition from person to person. That's
it
what we're going to
was
do.
even with the last person, the last of you, the father, Leroy's father, husband, son. I was like, what is
Friend.
like,
And I
what
was like, I don't, are we doing
consistency?
a little bit like,
Can we be consistent?
no.
Everybody
It
else just
also
wrote
gave
their
me,
names.
I you know what I'm now annoyed about it. I didn't even realize it was him until he properly started because I was like, huh? I
Right.
thought that was the end of the film. I thought it was
Like you're
over.
doing a tribute, right?
I was like, oh, we're done. Okay, cool. Let's wrap it up. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, there's more.
Yeah, it
There
was
were just so many things. So many things. No, I was gonna say, you know, when he meets the ex-boyfriend, Larry or whatever, and my guy is walking around with sunglasses 24/7.
You now see the tiny scar. I'm like, guy, I thought you cheated.
The most underwhelming scar I have ever
Your
seen in
eyes
my
out.
entire life.
Your own
Do
glasses
you
are
understand? If it was that he
saved.
had like only one eye. I would have been like, oh, okay, he has a
I was so
glass eye and it's
irritated.
awkward. It was a scar.
Like people
You, in
have
fact, that's the kind of
worse.
scar that you can say, oh, you know, I got into a fight. The other guy lost. Like, you can turn into a whole story and make it cool. Like, your nickname will become Scar. Like,
The makeup department did
it
not try
was.
for that one.
I don't think it was them. I think it was just there was no conversation as to what kind of injury it is he was going to get. He just started sunglasses and a scar. And they made it such a minute scar that it's like, and I'm not
After
saying
building
this is
up.
not me trying to, exactly. And this is not me trying to, you know, like downplay the realities and the harm of, you know, domestic violence. I'm just saying that like if you really wanted it to have the gravitas and the impact that it's supposed to have, the injury should not be some minute thing. That obviously it's been years, so it could have healed down to that. But like, for
Like, why
him
is
to
he
be wearing
wearing
sunglasses
glasses up and down?
24/7 on top scar that looks like I don't see.
That's just annoying. I beg. That was annoying.
That's very offended.
I did like the fact that this is a domestic violence case from the other like side. Like it's not what we'd typically like hear about women
Yeah.
being domestic violenced.
Against, but not being the perpetrator. It was an interesting topic to shed light on. And I mean, again, I will give them, you know, points for efforts and for trying something. I just think that the execution could have been a lot better. Case in point, like
Oh,
when they were doing the whole arbitration scene, I was like,
Really?
Yeah, that was so, honestly, the arbitration scene would have given more context if it was a bit earlier in the movie, not just at the end. If it was a bit
This
earlier,
whole
like
film,
that.
it's
I
enough.
don't know.
Let me tell you how to fix this movie very quickly. You know what you do? The man dies. You let it play out. He dies. You can't tell how he died, yada yada yada. It plays out. The next thing that happens is
Arbitration.
he decides, I'm suing you to court. He says, okay, arbitration. They are still down that each person is relaying their accounts.
But yeah, they didn't want to do it that way
Problem.
because that's cliche. They wanted it to be confusing. They wanted to sprinkle confusion into the minds of their viewers
See, let me tell you right
so
now.
that you can be intrigued and then you'll be like, wow, what's going on? What's going on? But
The
yeah,
simplest solution in filmmaking is always the best solution, and I will die on that hill. Because honestly, simple ends up being coherent, elegant, and just effective. When you start to look for razzmatazz and cloak and dagger, and let me try this one and hide this here, and
for
this.
work.
Why can't you stress my brain? You
Yeah, I
stress
agree
me, you
with
stress
you.
yourself. It's just, oh, Lord.
Another thing I didn't like was the daughter. She said, "Mommy, I think I killed Daddy." And nothing happens after that. Like, we don't see a conversation happen. We don't see her.
It was
Oh.
just her. She stopped the car, came in the back seat, started crying with her child. I was like, okay.
I was like, okay, so are you going to let the girl just think she killed her dad? It's
Apparently.
the easier way out.
Rather than admitting that
Yeah.
you hit him upside the head with a statue, you're going to just tell you let your
So
child
there
think for
was
the
a
rest of her
murder
life that it's
weapon.
because
That's
she
another thing.
apparently there was a murder weapon. But letting your child think that, you know, the milk that she spilled on the floor when she went downstairs to go and get milk in the middle of the night
Yeah, was
is
the
why
reason.
her daddy fell and died.
Exactly.
Is what we're going to do. That's the hill that you're willing to. Okay.
Oh,
You
I
see.
hate the movie, to be honest. It was a bit difficult to get into once we started, once I started rather. But eventually, towards like the middle tail end of the movie, I was getting what they were trying to. I was picking up what they're trying to put down.
Yeah, it
But
starts to make sense towards the end, and then yeah, you start to understand the whole point of a lot of the plot points. It's just there were too many plot points. It took a while for things to stick. And honestly, you need the patience of a saint to make it all the way through. Because when I tell you that I almost stopped watching twice, but then I was now like, I already changed the film once. I can't change it again. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to have to sit down and power through and finish it.
yeah.
Because before we hit the point where things are starting to make sense to my brain, I was annoyed. I was angry because I'm looking at a grade that does I don't like, watching a film that the sound is buggy, and it now doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Another thing I just remembered was, if speaking Yoruba should never happen again on
That was a
TV.
choice.
Should
Please,
never.
don't do it again.
Never, please.
And if I, you know, we love you, but
Honestly,
you will
to
note that
death,
during
but
men's club, your name was Tayo, but you never spoke Yoruba. Don't do it again. If they
exactly.
ask you, I can't do it. Just say I can't do it, because that
Yeah.
scene between you and the Yoruba mother.
I mean, there's many Yoruba people, case in point, me and my siblings that don't speak Yoruba. So,
Me as well, whose Yoruba sounds very, very weird and foreign, but like.
yeah.
Because I know it sounds weird, I don't speak it often.
Yeah, even him, like, he
I
didn't
keep
even
it to
speak
myself.
Yoruba. The funny thing is, I mean, I do a much better job than Ifa, obviously, but he wasn't even speaking. He just said, what he said was, Momo. The one said, say Momo, Momo. The way he said it was so off. I was like, that's literally
It's like baby
two
boy.
sentences, two words, like, sir.
Baby boy, your intonation
The
is
intonation did
having
not hint on
issues.
it.
It's having
So,
issues. And you know, I understand. It's not your
I don't
language.
understand
It's
because
not your
you,
fault.
that was
I
not even
understand.
a, no, I don't understand because that's not even a full sentence. I understand if it's a full
True,
sentence.
yeah.
You could have
People
practiced
have
over and
gone through
over and
and
over and over again for
you can practice
those.
that.
All you also didn't say was Momo. Like, I know. Like, you can have practiced 10 times before you see it. Like, it's literally not that deep. So I was really
20,
disappointed to hear that.
35. Yeah.
Like, if you're speaking whole sentence back and forth, I would give you more grace. So just like,
Yeah.
so no.
It
No.
was, yeah, if I either go and take Yoruba classes or don't bother.
Yeah, just tell them, you know what? I don't have to speak. Like, yeah, you don't have to speak Yoruba as a Yoruba person. Some of us
There's a
are
lot of us who
not.
don't.
Yeah, and we are surviving, even though
And you know
people are like,
what? Our existences are
Omo Yoruba
valid.
niye. Oh, they saw Yoruba. Like, okay. And then, so.
And
And.
what have I gained or lost with my ability to speak or not speak a language, please?
Anyway, it does happen. We do exist, so don't feel
And we're
bad.
surviving, my darling. So just make sure your characters don't have that problem ever again, please. Because if it was a two-word sentence that you stumbled over, heaven forbid you have to do a full-on sentence. It will end in tears.
Serious tears,
To
though.
end in tears.
Yeah, but I miss it on screen. Please, we need to see you doing more things.
Same.
That's a very, very tired
I mean,
actor.
I love him so much. I miss my men in general, but then like I miss my men, and I don't want to watch Men's Club again because
On
I can't take Perry seriously as Aminu.
Prime has.
No, I know it has all the four seasons, but
No,
then
I'm
like
saying
by
they've
the time I get,
destroyed Men's Club by
oh,
change.
they
Like,
destroyed it.
oh my God, I can't. I tried watching it on Prime. I just could not.
I watched the whole season because I couldn't do that to the other three, but like Perry as Aminu is just, my gosh.
It doesn't track at all.
I remember being very upset when I saw the cast and I was like, who is that? And then they now tried to pass him off as my Aminu, as my beautiful, my wonderful, my amazing
Danny was
Aminu.
able to bring Ayola back for Simeon Transit. I don't know what Red Sea was
These
thinking
ones
that
were
day.
doing,
So you people could not
and
tell
they decided.
Tonelumelu to call Ayola back. You could not tell Tonelumelu that he should call Ayola. Can you imagine? I'm so disappointed.
Because I don't know what was going on, but even if they had to stop production until he was ready to come,
Exactly.
they should have done anything else.
People don't just understand, like, sentimental. Like, that was a character that's very sentimental. If it was just like, oh,
Get,
a
or you
random
can just say,
person.
oh, or just say, oh, okay, what we're going to do is he'll be,
No, but
you know, you can do it
they didn't
where
even
he's
need to
like
say
talking to him in
anything.
absentia.
See, they didn't need to say anything because we had gone years without any Men's Club episodes. So we don't
You
ask
could
for
have just said,
this.
oh, he
You
moved
could have.
on.
You could. No.
I
We
mean,
could have
his
just
storyline
waited
could
for
have just
him.
been removed, or you could have waited, like,
Like when they
But
changed
anyway, that's neither here nor there.
the how was her name? Toye. Toye. They changed
Yeah.
Toye to Red TV, do better. Anyway, so
It just went down way. Changing people. But yeah, guys, Silence. Shouldn't have been named Silence. I don't know what they should have
shouldn't have
named
been
it,
named Silence at all.
but yeah, it was a film. If you have patience and you are curious, feel free. If you know that you will want to bang your head against a wall, I do not advise.
Yeah.
This movie is not for the faint of heart.
Maybe the name of the movie was an advice. Watch this in silence so you can concentrate to understand what we are saying. That's the full sentence. That's actually the name of the movie. Watch this movie in silence. So therefore, you can
You
understand
know what?
what
That's
is
the end of the movie.
going
That's the end of the episode.
on.
No, I've decided. That's the end of the sixth episode. Because what?
Yeah, let me report. So we'll find a Nollywood, a usually read recommendation this week, and this is because I have actually been watching old Nollywood. I haven't really been watching recent Nollywood. I've been watching old Nollywood. Like, I watched a movie yesterday and today of the Damascus and RMD, where it was so nostalgic, but I can't recommend those type of movies because I don't think people really like old Nollywood the way I do.
Bite your tongue.
Really? Because
I mean, see, old Nollywood is a vibe for a very different reason. We know it's chaotic. We know it is interesting
honestly,
and it's
I
a
rolled
choice,
my
but
eyes
like,
many times, but I still
you
enjoyed
will.
it because it's so, like, it's just so interesting.
It's, you know, it feels like home. You know
Yeah,
what?
it does.
That's it's comforting.
It does. It does. So, I just finished watching one that was very interesting. And obviously, I've watched it before and I just watched it again. Like, I watched it before, like, many years ago. So I was watching it again
What's
and
it
I was
called?
remembering. So with Nollywood, all these old Nollywood movies be that are on YouTube, because they're not actually released
Yeah.
on YouTube by the actual producers, what
Yeah.
the people that release on YouTube call them is not the actual name of the movie. So they always try
Oh
to,
my
like, say,
gosh.
like, let's say the name of the movie is Trust in God. They'll say, oh, they would title the name of the movie, He Broke Her Heart, and then she did something. That's how they'll now title it
Oh,
so
so
that
they
it
give
get
you a
people to want to
synopsis
watch.
for the title.
Exactly. So it's get people to watch. So I can't actually remember the name of the movie, but it was an interesting one. RMD had kidney disease. He went to his friends after he was the best one of his friends. He helped all of them come up, and now he needed help. Basically, nobody helped him. So it was
And in
like,
true Nigeria,
you have to learn a
nobody
lesson.
helped him.
If you don't learn a lesson,
Very good.
we have not done our job.
You have
So
not done our job. And
we
at the
learned
end
a
of the day, to
lesson
God be the glory.
of if you guys notice on our cover art for our podcast, to God be the glory, because you always have to put that there. So obviously they went to church and then they
Nothing. Thank God.
obviously, then it was a good
Of course they went
movie.
to
I
church.
enjoyed it. The movie is long, so I don't know if you'll be able to watch it. It's almost 2 hours,
Yeah. Prime
but man,
has
I
been
like
making
this
us
kind
watch
of movie.
2-hour-long movies. What do you mean? You've been watching
May I like
two-hour-long movies
them
all year
though.
long?
Me, I like them because it's really interesting. Ah, you see, some said that Masters was just crying. You know, that's her talent. She was just crying the whole movie. No one has kidney disease. So you see her crying, just be smiling. Hi, this man can cry. He can cry. Oh, God. So yeah, Peter Doce was there too, giving his proverbs. And, you know,
It.
yeah.
The thing that a child cannot see from the top of a tree, the elders can see sitting at a stool on the stool at the
You
bottom
know the
of the
thing,
apple tree.
what I appreciate most about, or what I really appreciate about old Nollywood, is you go to see some of our veteran actors, not all, but a majority of them,
Yeah.
very eloquent, very well spoken. Listen
Yeah.
to Peter Doce talk, like in the movies. Like, I was watching him, and he was like, obviously, he wasn't as old as he is now, so he doesn't, like, at that, like,
Yeah.
in this movie, he doesn't have his white beards. He's not as, like, you know, now he's big, he's round. He wasn't as round,
Yeah.
but his voice was still baritone, and you know, he was spitting
The baritone was baritoning.
his usual gems. And I was just looking at him, and I was like, you know, Peter Doce, Olu Jacobs, RMD, they used to be very eloquent. Not like RMD is no longer eloquent, but now I don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Segun Arinze, that's why I could recognize his voice in that interrogation scene. I know his voice from
See,
anywhere. So,
you know that man's voice and that man's face anywhere on this earth.
course, man, don't watch Boom Boys, guys. You watch Boom Boys.
Don't do
I
it
wish
to
you the best.
yourself.
Wish you the best.
If you want to have coconut head like it, you know, and say that you were not warned, feel free, do it for the plot.
So yeah,
And if you
guys,
make
we
it to the
here.
end, please let us know what happened. I want to know.
You
I just
know.
don't want to have to watch it.
You know how I have coconut head, but also,
I know you're still going to go and watch it.
do you know, funnily enough, I might not, because I feel like now I know, like I already know. So I feel like There's some, like, for
Oh.
me, if I'm not sure, like, I want to know what's going to happen. Like, for example, Skinny Girl in Transit, I had
Yeah.
to know, like, I could guess, but I'm not sure. I need to know. For
Yeah.
Bloom, I already know what's going to happen. Like, there nobody can
Yeah.
tell me it's going to be B. I know what it is. It's A. Like, this is what's going to have to happen. So I've already lost
Yeah.
interest, complete interest. I've lost interest. But you see, when I'm
Yeah.
intrigued, like, I want to see where they take this. I want to see where they take this. I'm not saying that I don't know, but I want to see where they take it and how they take it there. That's what I want to know. For
Yeah.
Bloomberg, first of all, the lead, her acting's already putting me off, so I'm not going to put myself through that torture. But I'm going to go and watch
Yeah.
French Strokes. Because when I finished watching Silence, that was in the movie that was suggested, and I was like, we're just watching this movie now. And I thought correctly that I watched Bloom Boys and Different Strokes. Oh God, that's been a disaster.
Didn't look at my face.
Okay,
Nonsense. Straight nonsense.
nonsense. Okay.
Absolute nonsense.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. The movie was a
Indeed.
movie. If you want to watch it, enjoy yourself. Go there with plenty of patience and maybe two things of popcorn to get you through it. If you don't want to watch
Make
it,
sure you watch
well,
it in silence. That's a Coco.
oh, Dioro. Do not forget to participate in the poll once you are done listening to the episode. And please, please, please leave us any comments that you have. Please leave a 5-star review. 5 stars only. Anything below that, you can send us an email. You can send us a DM with your questions, concerns, or comments. But if it's not a 5-star review, it really, really does not help us and we don't want it. Thank you in advance. Share this with your friends, your family, your auntie, your uncle, your brother, your cousin, the cousin of your cousin's cousin. The enemy of your
Your
best friend's brother.
mother than my mother.
The father's father.
Of course.
Everybody. That would mean a lot to us and it would be much appreciated. And we will see you guys next week and on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.